Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, fuck yourselves. This is an episode, a holiday episode of Growing Up Kelly, where I get to host. Matt and Brian get to tell us embarrassing stories about their childhood, sometimes their adulthood. So we're talking holiday experiences. Guys, take it away.
So I don't know what we can actually talk about here. Like, we've got a lot of traditions in the old Kelly household, for sure. And I guess they're embarrassing to a certain extent because they mostly involve
Matt.
They mostly involve us in our 20s, like, watching Christmas movies and getting teary-eyed. Getting teary-eyed.
Your tradition.
So I have one Christmas memory that I absolutely want to share because it's probably my favorite one that we bring up all the time. And I can't remember if this was just after Brian got clean or just before it. But for some reason, we were listening to Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, the old Christmas classic by Queen. It was me, Brian, and our sister Julie, who is secretly the funniest of all of the Kelly kids.
Impossible.
I swear to God. And she goes, "Oh, Brian, this part of the song always reminds me of you." And just then it's the part where he goes, "Sometimes I wish I never was born at all." and Brian's like, "What the fuck is that supposed to mean?" And she got so upset because Brian just kept singing, "Sometimes I wish my brother was never born." And that just became the catchphrase for the entire Christmas dinner.
You guys are fucking weird. I'm probably going to say that a bunch this episode.
I'm trying to think, Brian, what do you got? You got some...
I mean, look, I don't think I've had a bad Christmas.
We actually lucked out.
There's a lot of traditions that aren't really traditions that Matt holds true. I actually was getting scolded this year because I am in a mutual agreement to split the families this Christmas. So the first half is going to Jade's family, and then Christmas Day I drive over to my family, and my mom was like, "Well, what about the Christmas Eve tradition?" And there is no Christmas Eve tradition. We go to church, and then we come back, and Matt makes us watch It's a Wonderful Life. So I get all depressed before I go to fucking bed.
I don't make us watch It's a Wonderful Life. I make us watch a Christmas movie, and if no one makes a decision quick enough, then I put on It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, as you're putting it in.
Brian, you need to be ready with a decision at all times, because no human, because obviously Matt Kelly is just a ball of sad tissues. Nobody actually in their adult life is like, "You know what I want to watch? I want to watch the saddest fucking Christmas movie ever."
But see, it makes me smile. That movie fills me with joy because it reminds
you. What is wrong
you,
with you?
It's a movie that reminds you that even the small guy can make the biggest difference. And what more Christmassy things can you think of than that?
It's like Die Hard, you know? It's like for a Christmas movie for people that just want to watch the world burn. And it's not a feel-good Christmas movie. Anything that is stop motion is a Christmas movie. And I will watch any stop motion Christmas movie.
Including like Jason the Argonauts and Clash of the Titans.
Yes.
I will say that one of the movies that's kind of become a must watch in the Kelly household at Christmas time. And I'm saying this as if it's like a deep cut. Like, we discovered this deep cut Christmas movie is Home Alone. I actually just recently rewatched it with my sister like two nights ago. And that movie gets funnier the older I get, because there's like little jokes that I forget about. Scott, have you seen Home Alone recently?
I don't watch Home Alone if I can help it.
The only thing I can think of, and then I'm just going to go into terrible gifts I've gotten. Wonderful attempts at gifts, but bad gifts. I think the Christmas before I got sober, and this may not even be funny on the podcast, it just always sticks in my mind because it's funny to me. I did a lot of cocaine, and Matt was home for Christmas. And he was sleeping.
Quick side note, the way that you said that with your accent, it sounded like you were saying that was home for Christmas, not Matt was home. And I was like, you lived inside a Coke binge for Christmas.
Continue.
I mean, he lived inside of a coke binge for about 7 years, but yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, long story short is I used to do a lot of coke, and my solution to it would be to take like Xanax to help me sleep. So I was doing cocaine, and the kid that usually sells me Xanax was like, "It's Christmas Eve. I'm not selling you Xanax right now because it's Christmas Eve." So I was just jonesing in the bed, and my brother was on the floor. So I'm just like wide awake, and I start like making noises with my mouth, like, right? And then I start going,
"Oh no,"
keep myself occupied. And he goes, he's like, "What are you doing?" And I immediately get real nervous, and I'm like, "Oh God, he knows I'm on cocaine." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And just so endearing, he goes, "It kind of sounds like you're jerking off."
And you're like, "Oh, dodged a bullet."
I never knew that was what was happening.
Well, glad we got that settled.
Well, Brian, actually, there's a Christmas story that we can absolutely tell on this show. So every year for Christmas, our whole family goes to the church Christmas event at night. And we are infamously bad at doing church because none of us can be serious for like an hour. That's how long the service is. We can't be serious for a full hour. And
man, you must be the most hilarious people at funerals,
dude. We have legit been laughing at funerals before. But we just listen. Side note, our great aunt just died like 2 days ago, and our text messages back and forth were just sharing. Brian shared what she got him for his graduation gift.
She got me a prayer card and a toothbrush.
Like, that was his high school graduation.
Prayer card? What?
Someone else that passed away.
And this episode is dedicated to Aunt Rose, RIP.
You're just like, there's this guy.
So we were sitting in church, and the way that our church's Christmas service has always kind of been, like, it's evolved here and there, but it's always been mostly music. Like, it's been 45% like everyone just singing, and there'll be like a band up there or whatever. And every once in a while, they'll bring up like kids who are in the choir to do solos or whatever. And there's this kid, and he goes up to sing, and he's tall. Like, he's a tall, big kid with curly hair. And he's about to sing "I Saw Three Ships." And I shit you not, he gets up to the microphone and the music starts playing and he goes, I was like, "I gotta make sure I get this right. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day." Like, exactly like that. And we all just start going, "Bah!" Like, we're laughing so loud. And my mom points out that his parents are directly in front of us as we are losing our fucking shit. And the worst is that it's our dad who's instigating it, because he has no ability to not be the worst human being in any situation,
and yet he's fathered four fucking humans.
Oh my God, Scott,
barely.
So here's the prime example of like my dad's inability to be a mature human being despite his age. Is we went to Disney and we're on a ride called the Carousel of Progress, in which you go through like all these different eras of history, starting in like the colonial days all the way to like what they expect for the future. And you get to the stage where it's like they just invented electricity, and the animatronic robot sitting up there is like, "Yeah, no, it's great. Ever since Edison gave us this here light bulb." And then like the lights go out in his house, and then through the back window you see all the house's lights go out, and he goes, "Damn, blew a fuse." And then he looks out the window and goes, "Looks like I blew the whole town." And all you hear is my dad go, "Ha!" And then there's parents and children turning and looking at the 60-year-old man laughing at the blowjob joke that he created on a children's ride.
Jim Kelly.
Yeah, but yeah, no, to this
Don't
day.
Don't use last names, guys.
I think people could figure that one out. That was like, I was in like middle school when that happened. And I swear to this day, no one in our family can hear I saw three ships and not immediately just start singing like that kid.
Yeah, no, that was a good time.
And there's been a couple others. I know, like, Mom forces us to go to church and then regrets it almost every single year because we do some embarrassing shit while we're there. But, yeah. Brian, how about you hit us with some of the best, worst gifts? We'll try to keep people's names out of it just because, for whatever reason, our family won't listen to regular Horror Movie Night episodes, but they will listen to Growing Up Kelly. It's like they want to see if they get thrown under the bus.
Yeah, no, and I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. So I'll say one of our family members that birthed me and kept me in her womb for 9 months. Not going to name names, but she always gets me gifts from, like, Walgreens, like shirts from, like, Walgreens. And 25 years old, I got a shirt and it had Daffy Duck on it. And it said, "I'm not lazy. I'm just working paired." And those are the shirts that I get. And they're nighttime shirts because I am incapable of not utilizing a gift. She got Matthew a shirt that had a guitar on it that you could play a guitar.
Oh my God. I feel like I've heard about this.
It had a tiny little amp in the pocket.
What?
And if you press certain parts of the guitar, it would be like, meow, meow, meow.
What was mine of that? Cause she got us two from a website and yours was the guitar.
I can't remember for the life of me.
Oh, what yours was. This was in the midst of my addiction. She got me a shirt with a bunch of beer bottle openers on it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, they just kind of embraced me for who I was. They let me fly right into their bank accounts.
She always would buy, you know, you'd give her the Christmas list and be like, "Hey, here's some of the movies that I want." And every year there'd be at least one film that wasn't on your list that ended up in your DVD pile or your VHS pile where you're like, "All right, I guess this is how Mom thinks of me." I remember the one year for me, it was Skullheads, one of the worst full moon films I've ever seen, which kudos to her. She picked a random full moon picture for me just out of the blue. So, I mean, she's on to me, but man, yeah. That movie was
that you
rough.
Didn't have. Actually, yeah. That's a good fucking job.
Yeah.
Person who we will not mention is your mom.
Donna. Brian.
I still haven't opened Flying Scotsman or Bachelor Party 2, but I have it on my shelf.
I saw that you had Bachelor Party 2 when I visited you last month, and I forgot to ask you, when did you buy that? But that's when you got that. You didn't.
Yeah.
And then just... We see our family is very large. Like, that's going to be a thing that I feel like will be a future episode is like, well, I was going to say family reunions. Cause like our extended family is bonkers. And for whatever reason, like my parents have a decent sized house. It's not huge, but it's definitely a big house. And we have almost the entire family crammed into this house where we've got three tables in three different rooms to accommodate everybody who's eating dinner at that point. And then it leads to, like, we'll put a fire out back and we'll all be standing around by the fire. And then I started doing the Feliz Navidad tradition with my friends where we make tacos on Christmas night and watch Christmas specials together after dealing with all the family stuff to kind of cool down for the year. But there's like, I don't know, our traditions are weird because there's just like little shit. Like there's so many parades to attend. We do a lot of like, there's a lot of light shows in this area. I'm not sure if that's like a thing everywhere or if that's just like a PA, like go to these giant parks where they've decorated every tree in elaborate lights and walk around. But that's like a regular trip. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much comedy about Christmas.
Yeah, we take Christmas seriously around these parts. Christmas and Halloween are like the two holidays that the Kellys do not fuck around with.
Yeah, I know that you don't fuck around with Christmas because you've been listening to Christmas music since before Thanksgiving.
That's against the rules.
That's a lie. Actually, it's not. Okay. Brian, we were listening to it in your car when I visited you in Florida.
Thank you.
But I did not start my Christmas music until Thanksgiving night.
Okay, we had an early Thanksgiving this year. It was the 22nd. The 23rd, you sent me 88 songs
and
of Christmas
music. And they've been masterpieces so far.
Was it based on We Have Heard on High? Because that is a good song.
I don't think that one's on there. It's mostly like weird ska and pop punk covers. Ska and pop punk originals like I Fucked Mrs. Claus.
Size 14. Brian, know what I didn't send him and he absolutely would love it? That version of the Carol of the Bells.
I didn't want to start.
Wait. Which Carol of the Bells?
Because you sent me one. I bought a stand-up comedy album. Is it by Brent something? Okay. I bought a stand-up comedy album called Comedy Death Ray Christmas. And it was all of like the up and coming comics did Christmas songs or like skits about Christmas. And the one is the Carol of the Bells performed by this guy. And he's just his voice overlaid on top of each other multiple times. And it's him going, sucking a dick, sucking a dick, sucking a dick, sucking a dick. And then the other voice comes in with, sucking a dick.
Wait, Carol of the Bells, Brent Weinbach. It's right fucking here.
Yeah. Hit play on that.
I heard the beginning of it. I was like, it's awful. And I skipped it.
I remember the one time we drove home rapping, a cappella rapping Christmas in Hollis, where I rapped and you just sat in the passenger seat going, ba 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 da ba. Yeah, we're losers. The whole family is just a batch of losers, actually.
I am enjoying watching Matt try to make this episode work.
Yeah, no, it's gonna, hey, you know what? It'll be fine when it's about 5 minutes long.
That's what Growing Up Kelly is, though, is I get to sit back and not do anything except laugh.
Did Scott pick this topic or did you?
He picked this topic, baby.
Dude, I pick every topic.
Okay, yeah. That makes
I pick
sense,
these because I know, I'm like, okay, it's near a holiday. I want to hear holiday stories. You know, I'm like, entertain me, monkeys.
Yeah.
So because I'm going to ask a question, because this episode hasn't been as off the rails as some of the other Growing Up Kellys, and I have a topic that I want to bring up, but I don't think it's like a full episode-worthy thing, so I kind of want to salvage this one with this real quick. Brian, can you talk about our sister's boyfriend's fight clubs that he used to have in his garage that you participated in?
Yeah, Kenny used to host fights in his garage, and I was in one. And believe it or not, I was in one with my brother-in-law. He wasn't my brother-in-law at the time, but it was weird, man. Like, looking back, it wasn't normal. I didn't really realize until I was like older. I was like, that's not normal. Like, there was a lot of blood. I had to get stitches. His dad was like straight out of a sitcom where he would just like come out in the midst of like a fight and we just stop fighting, but everyone's like covered in blood and he'd just like roll his eyes and close the door like nothing was going on. It was so fucking uncool, but weird.
Well, and I remember he was telling us about it and he basically would purposely start rumors to get two people angry enough to fight. And then he'd be like, don't waste the fight inside the school where they'll break it up. Do it in my garage. And then would book it in his garage for like Friday night.
He would start a lot of shit.
He still does.
Yeah.
I love him.
I don't think that's something you guys should aspire to be like. It's fucked up.
I don't think I aspired.
No, he was doing it for coke money. Like,
no, I wasn't doing it.
You didn't get paid for that.
See, Matt portrays it as a fight club because it was just the place where everyone fought. But the person that I fought in it, I had reason to fight. Like, it wasn't like, hey, Tom, you really got me that time. See you on Tuesday. You know, we didn't like each other. And we threw fisticuffs.
Who won anyway?
I did.
Is that the only fight you've ever been in? Because I've never been in a fight.
Now, this is a good topic for Growing Up Kelly.
I'm just curious.
I have been in two.
So what's your record? You break even or?
I have a 50% winning record. But I don't know if you guys know what Cortisone is, but it's cough and cold medicine. That if you take a lot of, you trip. and you like lose you lose not bodily functions, that's gross, you lose like functioning of your body. So we got a bunch of cocaine that we were going to snort that night, and we got derailed because I had to go fight someone. So I went to fight him, and I went to my best, he's still my best friend to this day, two times, and I said, Nick, I can't even see straight, can you just give me like a little line of cocaine before I go into this fight? And he looked me in the eye and he said, no. So then I,
you know, I knew it was coming, but the presentation was worth it.
So I go, and this kid is just like hitting me, and I'm not really feeling any of it, but I don't really like, it was such a trip, like straight out of a fucking movie. So I'm like, all right, all I got to do is just swing and take this guy out. So I swing with all my might and just completely miss this guy. And I go, you win. And then I leave. And everyone was so confused. Because I didn't really take a beating. Like, they were just so confused why I left. But boy, did he brag about that fight for days to come.
Yeah, he beat up big bad Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we don't have a lot of Christmas stuff to talk
or
about.
Or fight stories, apparently.
The fight story, yeah, well, one of us has fight stories.
And I just talked about all of them in 30 seconds.
Yeah, my closest fight story was like elementary school. A kid wanted to fight me and I ran away and then he tripped and fell. So I considered that my one victory.
Hooray!
So here's a question for you guys. When you have fight dreams, right? Or fight mares? We can call them fight mares. How's that?
Yeah.
No, I've never. I mean, I like the name, but no.
I mean, I didn't come up with it. You don't have fight mares where you like. I mean, I didn't come up with it. I'm sure it's a thing. Whatever. But anyway, you know, like when you're in your dreams and you like swing and it feels like you're punching in water.
No.
I get that.
What the hell's wrong with you guys?
But well, Brian does.
They're not like fights. Like they're more like, yeah, they're fights. They're like, I had
fighting
a dream,
a monster actually, or some shit, you know.
I had a dream this last week that there was just something. I was in my old house looking for something, and the new owner, who I don't know, was there. He was like a really big guy with a mustache, and he was so upset that I was in his house, and he took my clothes were there for some reason. He took a flamethrower to my clothes. So I picked up a mic stand that was conveniently there and I swung it to hit him in the face with it. And that was like one of those things where it just like I couldn't swing it hard enough or high enough to get him. And I just kept trying to really, it sounds bad because I'm clearly having dreams about causing a lot of physical damage to someone whose home I broke into. Yeah. But at the time I was in the right. Or I felt that way. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Point being is I get what you're saying, and I am not a bad
thank
person.
God.
Yeah, I have a lot of – most of my dreams – oh, God. No, I'm not going to get to it. It's going to be too fucking depressing
Matt's dream, he has the same dream every night, and it is the beginning of the Muppet movie, but he is in the truck with them, and he's singing, and he's having a jolly good old time. And then he wakes up, and then he was like, wow, this isn't fucking Muppets. So then he writes a status about how it's a bad day.
The worst part, Brian, is that your fake version of my dreams is way more depressing than what I was going to tell you. My dreams often are.
Almost as if he knows you.
Yeah. I friend zone myself in dreams all the time.
That sounds about right.
I haven't had... This is going to sound so bad.
You can bone whatever you want in your dream.
I haven't had a sex dream in like a decade, but I've had a lot of almost sex dreams where
hey, here if this is any consolation for you, buddy, I don't have sex in my dreams either. It's always an almost sex and then something gets in the way.
No. So let me tell you one of them. One of them, I have a best friend who's a girl and I'm also very very close with her husband. And one of the dreams was that she was coming on to me and the whole time I was going, but I'll just say Matt to protect the husband's name. But I was like, but Matt's upstairs. We can't do this. Matt's great. And I just like kept pushing her off of me. And then I woke up and I was like, that's about accurate, I guess.
Like, yeah, dude, that happens to me all the time. And I'm married. I, you know, all sorts of stuff, naked stuff happens in my life now.
Like, boobs, I've seen them.
Just be glad you're not in the position with me that I get often, which is like the worst dreams to wake up from. And apparently it's super common. It's like, I don't have using dreams anymore. I just have dreams that it's the day after I used. And I have to go tell everybody that I pissed away 5 years.
Yeah, so. No, dude, that's fine. I mean, not like, I don't have dreams where I have to tell everybody that I broke my sobriety. I just have dreams where, like, and this is why I don't drink, is because when I did have my little drinking binge for like a year in college, the next day I would wake up and I would just feel like a total piece of shit because of the stuff that I said and did the night before. And I have dreams where I am either, I just drank a shit ton of alcohol and it has not hit me yet, or I am hungover and I'm thinking back on all the embarrassing, I'm piecing together a night before. Yeah, that happens a lot. And I don't
you
even
basically just dream the plot line of The Hangover.
Yeah.
Except it's not funny. Well, oh, actually, you're right. Exactly. It's fuck The Hangover movies.
Oh, that got me. That got me good there.
I wasn't even planning on that.
My headphones fell off. I was laughing so hard. Also, they were just barely hanging on my head in the first place. Anyway, that's Growing Up Kelly. You know, it was supposed to be Christmas, but it turned into Christmas fights and dream interpretations. But whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever we can do to salvage an episode. So you guys have a good Christmas. At least two of us are in the Christmas spirit like 24/7, so. And then there's Scott, who's like in the Halloween spirit like all year round, so.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, when is it time to do another spooky riff? I want to cover another horror movie song. It's all it is to me.
I'm actually not really in the Christmas spirit, unfortunately.
Well, that's because you live where it's hot.
Are you in
all the
New Year's evil spirit?
No, he kind of got it like on the head. I don't really get in the Christmas spirit until I get off the plane and it like feels like cold.
Winter. Cold?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I've been in the Christmas spirit so long. It started getting fucking cold like the beginning of November. I was like, oh, it's time. But all right, we'll be back with more regular episodes, and I'm sure we'll have a Growing Up Kelly at some point in the future.
Wow, what a downer. Good job, guys. Bye. Bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.